good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as we go forward on this Tuesday morning, we see now Charlie Rose has been caught up in what multiple women now say were inappropriate sexual advances.
And Charlie Rose doesn't deny it, and that's what's interesting. This is getting to be a daily occurrence with somebody. We have Glenn Thrush at the New York Times being investigated for multiple allegations of sexually inappropriate behavior. So it's a very, very bad scene. And I think what we're seeing is a coming of age in America in which people realize that this kind of stuff just can't go on.
The tax plan. We're waiting to see what's going to happen in the Senate, Alan. And I see New York leaders, of course, who have been up in arms saying that the Senate plan could hurt New York even worse. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Your thoughts on the state of this as it rests now?
Well, of course, I live in Massachusetts. Governor Charlie Baker has just come out six guns blazing against the plan, saying it's an allocation to the rich from the middle class. And, of course, Baker, who I have always fashioned as a very good man and a Republican, meaning that, you know, he may be Republican, but in the mold of William Weld and others, he's basically saying, I'm not going to allow them to hurt my state or try to. I think there's a very good chance they're going to have the votes to pass this thing, and that there will be a certain amount of economic hell to pay. As the deductibility of state and local taxes goes by the wayside, it will hurt building. We know the construction people are very upset by the whole thing, and we know that middle-class people will get hurt. But, you know, what's happening here is that it is clear that the president is either taking revenge against the blue states for having voted against him, or just convinced that he needs a legislative victory so badly that he will do inestimable damage. The one thing that the Democrats are doing and should be doing is yelling at the top of their voices, this is a tax break for the rich, this is a tax break for the rich, this is a tax break for the rich. My colleagues on the morning panel, who are very smart about the particulars, and I disagree. I think you have to get a mantra, you have to stay with it, and you can't fool around. Yeah, you explain why, but in the end, the whole process here is going to be to make people understand that this is not good for them, but bad for them.
Finally, Alan, the president, Donald Trump, has taken North Korea and placed it back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism. The reason it was off was for more of a diplomatic approach.
Look, nobody's going to ever make a hero out of Kim Jong-un. He is a terrible man. You know, obviously, you know, he's got real severe problems. But those are the problems which can get to the American people by way of a missile. And so the president is doing it his way. There are many people who think his way is the wrong way and that the right way was through China. And there is some evidence that China has recently been active with North Korea. In fact, the fact that there have been no more missiles flying and that the rhetoric has calmed down a little bit from the dictator in North Korea is a pretty good indication, I think, that China, who has sent an extraordinary ambassador to North Korea to handle all of this stuff with them, is having its say.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, as always, Alan.
And thank you, David, for all you do.